Last week was a long time ago. We made some progress. We ran the ball a little bit better, protected well at times. We'd like to do a little better job there in the two-minute areas, whether it's the end of the game or the end of the first half, protecting. But it was good to see Schwartz get through the game. Yeah, Weston's a young player who's going to continue to grow, continue to get better. He had a good week of practice this week, and hopefully we struck a nerve, and he's going to use it as motivation moving forward. Yeah, we decided to shake things up, create competition, and try to pull the best out of the guys up front. Oh, it's tough anytime you're struggling to run the ball and not being consistent there. Makes pass protection more difficult. When they know you have to throw it, they can pin their ears back and come after you a little bit more. That makes it a challenge there. So, it goes back to the run game. We need to run the ball more consistently. Yeah, it's a variety of things. It's not always the line. I mean, the line, it's easy to point fingers at those guys. And it's not always the same guy. It's a different position group, whether it's, the five guys up front, whether it's the tight ends, whether it's the backs, the fullback position. There's enough blame to go around. Receivers are involved there too. Eli's got to keep us in great place. But it just goes down to consistency and everyone doing their job. Not trying to do too much, but being physical and winning their one-on-one matchup first and foremost. Yeah, I thought he bounced back. He was he came out firing. He wasn't shy about it, and we knew we had to be balanced running it and throwing it to have a chance to win the game in the end. And we did that. We came out pretty hot early and had good balance. And obviously didn't finish the way we would have liked to. No. I mean, we've approached the last couple weeks the same that we have all year. We lay out the plan. We talk about how we want to start the game. We just clicked a little bit earlier. We like to give them some thoughts early on, let that digest throughout the weekend, and then give it to them early enough that they don't let it linger. You don't want to give it to them too early. Yeah, it was something that he ran well in practice, and it was a nice play. No. That was a nice play. Well, he seems to me like he's staying humble and doing a nice job there. He's doing a good job preparing for this game this week. This time of year, there can be a lot of distractions, especially for young guys. They're getting ready for their rivalry game and then getting ready for their conference championship game. And you have Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up and family in and out of town. But he seems to be handling that fairly well. That's number one. We're going to continue to treat him like a pro, and he's earned that, and that's how he carries himself, and he's been staying humble, and that's great. It's a challenge with all the attention you get, but he's a young player. He's hungry to learn. We have him play in a variety of spots. He's smart enough and talented enough to handle all those spots, whether it's one, two, or three, or in the backfield. We feel good about it there. We're going to, the goal for him isn't, in my mind, isn't for him to be a guy that relies on his talent to be successful. You know, we want him to be as precise as he can be in every role that he has, and not just use talent to get open, but use precision and use detail and be one of the fine route runners in the game. We have, everyone has, everyone's active on every play, whether they're a decoy or not. The defense sometimes dictates that. We have ways that we're going to try to get him the ball, and we have other ways that we may not be trying to get him the ball. We're going to let the coverage play it out, but we're going to use them any way we can to try to get a win here. Yeah, I mean, the coverages they were playing, they had to have some movement when you change the strength of receiver. So a lot of that may have been dictated by their coverages, but he definitely draws some attention. He was a guy that when he came in, he had a lot in his background of doing things down the field at the top of routes, and you can see that showing up quite a bit in games. The precision in the three-step game, the precision moving from the number one to the number two to number three receiver and doing things from the backfield is something he's going to have to grow and learn, and he's done a nice job there so far. But been around some good receivers, been around some great ones, some talented ones. And he has a chance to do some of those things that those guys have done. What was the toughest part of that catch? I was in the process of getting my next call ready if they rolled him out of bounds, but I think staying in bounds. I think that was a tough part. He has good hands. He has good hand-eye coordination. He always looks the ball, into his hands. And you catch it with your eyes. He has big hands. He's a natural hands catcher. So to say I was surprised, no, I wasn't surprised. Yeah, I think you make your own luck, and he ran that a few times last week, and got better each time he ran it.